All right, welcome to the Basic Bitch Health Show, connecting the dots of body, mind, and social. So welcome, welcome. Here we are kicking off the Basic Bitch Health Show. In this first episode, you'll meet and hear me chatting with Brady. He'll be a reoccurring guest on this show, answering a lot of my annoying questions. He's a friend and kind of, I guess, my health mentor. At least that's how I see it. But here for starters, we're just going to have a little chat on what health basically kind of means. So I hope you enjoy. Okay, Brady, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, for sure. It's going to be a health show for basic people, so we're not necessarily have to have the people with credentials under their name, letters, and all that kind of thing, but just thoughts and ideas from other people I know. And you have been in the industry, the health supplement industry, for 15, 20, how many years?
Probably 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
All right. I feel like there's some legitimate to that. Legitimacy.
It's been interesting. A lot of things change in 20 years.
I imagine. And That's actually what I wanted to talk about today for this little kind of tester, teaser, trailer kind of thing. Health. So someone comes to you and says, I want to start being healthy.
And then I'm just supposed to give them a starting point.
Well, here's the thing. What does health mean? What does healthy mean? What is healthy food? What is a healthy body? Like, I know that's a massive subject, especially since, like you said, a lot of things have changed in the last 20 years. So, like, when I was growing up, it was the four food groups and the pyramid, and that was healthy. And now it seems like that pyramid is crumbling.
Yeah, definitely so, it's crumbling. It's some of the most ridiculous recommendations out there. But.
Okay, there's an insight of how you think.
Yeah, but, I mean, so when I think about health, it's usually somebody's coming to you because they probably don't feel good. And so then they're looking for, how do I feel better? And then, of course, that's a range of things that you can look at, and then you just have to ask more questions. So it's never going to be, we'll just do this and then you're going to be healthy. It's what's going on with you, why don't you feel healthy? And then you go from there. And so it could be sleep for some people. Maybe they don't move enough. Maybe they're not eating right. Maybe their social environment's not good. It's kind of this umbrella of things, and then so you need to dig deeper and find out. Maybe it's just something as simple as nutrient deficiencies, and then it's take this multivitamin, or let's tweak your diet a little bit, and then you can, hopefully see some improvements. And then, for other people, it might be let's work on your sleep. So, you only sleep 5 or 6 hours a night. That's going to be a hugely impactful thing. So we need to focus on that. And, I always think sleep is one of the most essential things you can, take care of, and is going to have one of the biggest impacts on your day-to-day life. So, sleep is always going to be something that we want to look for optimizing, and something you're probably going to get a benefit from very, very quickly. You all of a sudden go from sleeping 6 hours a night to sleeping 8 hours a night or more, and that sleep quality is good, then, next day you wake up and you feel amazing.
Right.
And so obviously that's going to be hugely impactful, maybe even more impactful than changing your diet or, something like that, because it affects you the next day.
When I imagine that if you don't, your sleep's not good, then even everything else you do, it's basing it off of something that's not optimal to begin with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It impacts your decision making too. So then you maybe don't go for the healthy option for food, or maybe you get up a little bit later because you're trying to squeeze in a little bit more time, and then you don't have time to prep for the day, or and then you're reaching for those convenience foods more so, and then it snowballs into more and more things.
So I guess the basic of it is how you're feeling. That's where it starts. So someone could go to McDonald's 3 times a week and I drink pop, but I feel great because I have great sleeps.
How do you argue with that?
Okay. Right. So,
unless you're, maybe in that case, maybe that person went to their doctor, they got some blood tests, and they're I'm concerned about this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. So fair enough, you're not feeling terrible. Your body is really good at making you function, even though it might not be optimized, or hiding it from you, so you can, you know, still get through your day. So there is ways that that doesn't always correlate, but in general, that's a good place to start. If you don't feel any negatives, then why are you making changes in the first place?
Right. So healthy can just be like, if I feel awake, energized, clear-headed, I'm sleeping okay, I'm not achy, then it's like, then that's kind of the umbrella of things are good. And then you can start trying to pick where could you improve. But most people come and there's an issue, and that's what you try and fix, right? So healthy, like sometimes I'll have a dinner and someone will be like, oh, this is such a healthy meal. Mm. And I'm thinking, maybe double the meat and I'd be happier.
Yeah. But I mean, that's where you're at. But right. maybe for them, you know, that is a step up from whatever they're eating before. Maybe they're used to stopping at, you know, on the way home from work and grabbing something from whatever store that's already pre-made. And so they are like, you know, I made this meal that maybe in our mind isn't like the optimum food they could have ate, but it was a step up from them stopping and getting something pre-made, and they actually made it at home with real ingredients that, you know, they chose themselves. Mm-hmm. And so that was this progression to that next step for them, whereas, you know, you've probably made tweaks for a long time, so that maybe isn't the progression for you. You're right. Doing something else. You're at a different stage there. But then that person's next step is just trying to mix a little bit, maybe homemade meals instead of trying to stop and get convenience food all the time.
So healthy can maybe it's not the optimal healthy meal, but I mean, that's subjective too, depending on the person's makeup and what they need. But also it's healthier than yesterday.
Yeah.
So it could be like healthy today and tomorrow. Like it's a constant moving thing.
Yeah. And trying to get someone to make changes into this, what you deem to be the most optimum thing, without steps in between is a recipe for disaster.
Right.
Very few people are going to be able to go switch one day from eating, you know, convenience food and junk food, say, to eating this perfect diet that we deem, and then be able to sustain that. Maybe they can do it for a couple weeks, maybe they can do it for a month or longer, depending on their willpower, but eventually that's going to wear down, and that's not, hasn't become part of their normal, and so they don't have the habits to do that. They don't, you know, have all these other parts that are a part of eating well to actually keep that going in the long term. And so that's why you have to do, most people need to progress in these small little steps, so that all of a sudden they're getting there and they're like, you know, this is easy for me because I did all these little steps before. Like, I don't think that what I do is that hard, but if somebody tried to copy maybe what I do, they might be like, oh my goodness, that's too much. I can't do all that stuff.
I remember I came and talked to you once, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 years ago, and I was like, oh, I need this in my diet, or I should probably get some of this. And you're like, you know, you can just eat that.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't remember what it was or what food it was, but you could just eat that. Like, there's ways to eat it. And I was like, I'm not gonna.
Yeah. So and that's where supplements come in, right? I mean, for a lot of people is you know, I always like to offer that food alternative, because I never want to be like, you need to take this pill to get this thing or to be better.
Right.
And so if I can figure out where you can get that from food, I always want to say, like, that's probably going to be a better option, but not everybody's ready for cooking liver or learning how to, you know, cook this soup or this bone broth or this, you know, whatever vegetable or something like that.
Right.
And so you have another option of, okay, well, I'm going to start with taking this nutrient in the supplement form. And then, you know, over time, I'm sure you've probably started going, okay, well, you know, I could eat a little of this, I could eat a little of that.
Yeah.
And then maybe I don't need to take this anymore because, you know, I started eating those things, but it wasn't where you started. It was kind of like what you progressed to over time.
Right. It seems like it's just constantly moving. And I guess too, when you change one thing, then the thing that you were, okay, I don't know how I can say this. If you were trying to fix two things and you changed one thing to fix that thing, then essentially your makeup is changed. So what you might need for the other thing might be different. Abstract things.
Sure, I could agree with that, but I would need more specifics.
Yeah,
too. to really understand what you're trying to say.
So I guess the basic thing is there's not, so health is not eat these three things, you'll be healthy. It's not do this exact thing. Like there's no diet or no, everyone talks about all the diets, the keto, the, I can't remember all of them. I don't really pay attention to them, but
plant-based and carnivore and,
but everyone's Atkins different. And, so,
yeah.
So it's really just paying attention to your body and then picking the things apart.
It's a good place to start. Pay attention to your body. That, I mean, that's something you can do without a doctor. That's something you can do on your own. You know, you do have to have some sense of how you're doing. Mm-hmm. Maybe people need to journal to see how they're doing. You know, some people do well with like a sleep journal, you know, and then they can kind of measure, oh, you know, I tweaked these little things, did it work? So that's, it is always good to have some kind of tool to measure whether your intervention has had the outcome that you're looking for. But yeah, small tweaks over time.
Because, yeah, a lot of people, just using sleep as an example, a lot of people might think they sleep fine.
Yeah.
But in reality, they may not.
And they might feel like they only need 5 or 6 hours of sleep. No, yeah. I feel fine. You know, it's no big deal. I function totally fine. And then all of a sudden, maybe they go on vacation and they're sleeping more. And they come back and they're like, oh, man, 5 hours is not enough.
I feel like that's a really example of how people are used to living chronically. Like they're used to living in a state of existence rather than, like some people say, like thriving or like optimized version of themselves. So they might not even know what it's like to get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Clean sleep, good sleep.
Yeah.
And to eat some good food. Like you might not even know what it feels like to totally. Be you.
Yeah. Well, and if you've watched any of Gary Brecka's stuff, he worked with Dana White, and one of the things that Dana White keeps saying is like, I didn't realize how good I could feel. He's like, I feel amazing. I can't believe how good I feel. And Gary keeps just saying like, you know, that Dana, that's just normal. That's what normal feels like. You just got up to normal, and that's unfortunately probably where a lot of people end up being. Is they feel like they're normal because you know they don't necessarily have anything wrong, but there's this next level where you can have this good cognition and energy all day long. You can sleep throughout the night without interruption. You can have conversations. You can go without eating for long periods of time. You can eat foods without digestive upset. There's all these things that you know maybe you don't realize can happen, and so your normal gets, you know, shifted to wherever you're at usually, and that you know you feel fine, you get by, right?
And then our pride and ego is just like, well, this is just how I am. Like you don't know, like
yeah, totally, yeah. This is how I am. This is how my wife is, or my husband is, or my parents are, and that's just how we are.
And I'd just like you to fix this one thing.
Yeah.
So just can I have that pill, please?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, let's. We should wrap this up for today.
Yeah.
So this is just an intro to things that we could cover. Just a quick thing for people. Just can you give a list of things off the top of your head? Places, resources, like you mentioned, Gary Brecka.
Yeah.
So like just a few things that to start people off.
Man, there's so many things. So like Gary Brecka has been killing it lately. He's been putting out all the really good information. He became really well known because he helped Dana White, you know, change his life and really optimize his physiology and his lifestyle. So he's great. I love the Peak Human podcast. I think is amazing.
Okay.
You know, he's been doing it. Brian Sanders has been doing it for a really long time. He's had some of the best, most knowledgeable people on his podcast. You know, usually he starts out his podcast like, "Hey, go back to episode one and start from there," because there's just like an education that can progress by just starting at the beginning and then learning a lot.
Okay.
I love that. I love Weston A. Price Foundation. I think that they do some fantastic stuff. The Price Pottinger Foundation, also fantastic, doing similar kind of work. I don't know what, Precision Nutrition, they're also like definitely on the ball. I mean, that's where I get all the information about like how you establish habits that become easy and how you can't do too many things at once. And they're very good at behavior change, and that's a huge part of all of this.
I was just going to ask that, like how many things should someone try and take on? They're like, oh, like they're listening to things and they're like, I should do that, and they got 10 things. Yeah. Like, how am I going to do this?
Yeah, I mean, so their whole thing is you work with a coach to figure out what the one thing is that is going to be have the most impact on you. And then once you've got that thing kind of handled, then we're going to add one more thing. And they will never introduce more than one thing at a time. And even I've read little stories where people are like, I wish you had told me more. And they're like, yeah, but then you wouldn't have done it. So it's this balancing act. You know, I was at a conference with Dr. John Berardi was speaking, and he's the founder of Precision Nutrition. And I don't remember the exact statistics, but it was something like, you know, if we give you one habit to start doing, so whatever it is, to eat breakfast every single day. You don't eat breakfast every day, and that's something you wanted to change. So we're just going to give you the one habit. And most people will be like, 70 to 80-85% able to do that. Right. That change. You know, you got to negotiate with people like, is this possible for you and things like that.
Right. Yeah.
It's more nuanced than that. But then he was saying, like, when you add a second habit in, like, we're going to start an exercise program and we're going to change your diet or some two kind of bigger things to handle, the compliance and the success rate goes down to like 10%. So you're going from like 70, 80 or more, 90% success rate of somebody being able to incorporate that habit or that change into their life to now, by just adding a second one, to now to 10%. 10% of the people will be able to do that and do it long term. And so you really want to do it one at a time. You want to find what that most impactful thing is, the number one thing that you want to address: your sleep, your diet, your exercise, your, you know, social connections, your stress levels, you know, whatever that big picture thing is. And hopefully you have somebody to sort of run that over and maybe help you decide what that is. Mm-hmm. And then you focus on that, and then usually they work in about 2 week intervals or such, depending on the person. And then you reassess after 2 weeks. How did that go? Were you able to accomplish what you wanted to accomplish? Yes, great, we're going to add something else. No, okay, well, can we make it a little bit easier now? We're going to make this even easier so that we can get to that percentage where you're feeling good with it. Right. You know, I could only, we wanted you to exercise 3 days a week, but you weren't able to do it. Can you do 2 days a week? You know, we're going to make it a little bit easier, but now we got you to exercise 3 days a week and you got that dialed. Great. Let's start adding something else.
I do think sometimes people, I went to physio once. Well, I've been to physio lots, but he was like, do it every day.
Yeah.
Because then I might do it 3 times.
Right. Yes, totally. Yeah. The goal is every day. I know you're going to miss a few, right?
Yeah. Because if he says 3, I might do it once.
Yeah.
So like, I think some people almost need a bigger challenge, because I feel like, yeah, like you might need a bigger challenge to be like, this is an actual thing that I'm doing. If it's so minimal, then it might not matter. But different people are different. Mm-hmm. But also, if you try and just do one thing, like you're saying, the basic psychology of that is that if you succeed and notice a difference, you'd be like, oh, it's worth doing.
It's a momentum builder.
Worth changing things.
It's a momentum builder. All of a sudden, it's like, yeah, I did something. Wow. I accomplished that. I overcame my struggles that I had before. And so that can be highly motivating to now do the second thing. And and their whole point is, it might start out slow, but then those things build over time, and that momentum builds, and all of a sudden you realize that you're more capable of way more than what you actually thought you could. Mm-hmm. And then you end up speeding up the progress as you go along because of this sort of like momentum that you build at the beginning.
Yeah, and success and change and feeling good and excitement of life still, that doesn't matter if you're 70, you're still alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, we should wrap up here. Yeah, cool. That was great.
Yeah.
And we'll dig into maybe some of your background next time. And then we've got a whole list of things that we're going to dig in. We're gonna have some basic stuff, and then we're going to have some detailed things where I'm going to have to ask a lot of questions.
All right.
To rip it through.
I'll do my best.
All right. Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you, Brady.
Yeah.
Bye.